Eighth graders in Juneau were recently given a unique opportunity. They got to pick their public high school. March 20th was the deadline for turning in their high school choice intent forms, which will determine where they'll spend the next 4 years, at Juneau Douglas High School or Thunder Mountain, built last year. KTOO's Rebecca Shear spent some time with Juneau's freshman-to-be and brings us this story.
Ask 8th graders Lindsay Smithberg, Jessica Miller, Abby Wilward, and Shayla Reeves what they think of the whole high school choice thing, and the answer is unanimous.
Scary.
It's scary.
Yeah,
and the decision we make, it affects our life. Scary.
Scary because they're leaving the cozy corridors of Floyd Dryden Middle School. Scary because high school is the great unknown. And scary because, as Shayla puts it, they might be facing that great unknown alone.
A whole, like, group of our friends that had made a pact with us, like, that we would all go to Thunder Mountain, changed their mind to go to JDHS, and, you know, it's hard to go which school you like best or which friends you want to stay with.
And that's the thing. These girls are in eighth grade, and for many in that age group,
they want to go where their friends are going.
Or so says eighth grade Floyd Dryden teacher Jeanette Sleppy.
I mean, they're pretty young teenagers, so they're focused on social aspect right now.
But a lot of them also are going to TMHS because it's near their house. So that's been a big thing, too.
Leah Hyman teaches 8th grade science at Floyd Dryden. Sleppy teaches language arts.
A select group of students, they're choosing specifically JDHS because they feel that the most talented football players are choosing that school.
No mention so far of the academic programs.
As much as we would like them to focus on the academics.
But as it turns out, many of them are. Like Trevor Pfaff.
I'm in 8th grade and I go to Floyd Dryden Middle School.
Trevor's chosen JDHS for next year.
Because the football.
Okay, sure, but that's not the only reason.
I'm thinking JDHS because the muscle studies program there.
Muscle studies?
Mm-hmm.
What's muscle studies?
Like, before you come become a PE teacher or anything with doing sports, you have to learn the basic muscles of your body before you go into college about it.
Which is precisely what Trevor wants to do. And he says if they had muscle studies at Thunder Mountain, he'd probably go there instead.
And did everyone receive Welcome to High School, choosing your high school in Juneau? Inside there is a little postcard that gives you a choice. You check one of those marks, and you're going to check Thunder Mountain High School.
Catherine Milliron isn't entirely kidding. As Thunder Mountain's vice principal, she's hoping many 8th graders will choose her school. That's why, the week before the decision deadline...
Do you have other questions?
She's leading a Q&A session for parents.
What's a 9th grader start out with?
What is a freshman type?
Yeah.
Lots of hard classes.
Okay, this time Milliron is kidding. In fact, a major draw of Thunder Mountain, she says...
Some little bit of fun classes.
In other words, electives like culinary arts, digital engineering, and robotics. Add that to the fact that Thunder Mountain is brand new this year.
And the future of this seed that's been planted this year, we've watered it, but we're trying still to grow our numbers in JDHS. They're trying to retain their numbers.
We started the school year with 1,068 students. We started last year with some 1,500, so it does feel a little cozier and smaller.
But, says Juneau Douglas High School Principal Bernie Sorensen, cozier and smaller can actually be better. Discipline issues are down threefold. Students are getting more personalized attention.
Because we're giving choice. It is making us all stand to attention and rethink hard about what does our school really offer so that we can meet the individual needs of the diverse student population that we have.
Not to mention the one they'll have next year. Sorensen anticipates half of Juneau's 8th graders choosing JDHS in 2009, just as they did in 2008. That's about 200 students. As to whether future freshmen Shayla, Lindsay, Jessica, and Abby will be part of that 200, well...
So have you guys actually turned in your cards yet? Have you officially decided?
I have.
I'm going to Thunder Mountain.
My mom did.
I chose Thunder Mountain.
The only one still up in the air is Abby, who's trying to decide between academics and, yes, friends. But as Shayla says, all the peer groups, the pacts, that's not what's really important.
Everywhere is different. Everybody's different. You'll meet new people, weird or cool. Doesn't matter. It's our future.
And that future begins August 31st, when Juneau's 400 ninth graders grab their backpacks and march through the doors of their new academic home for the next 4 years. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.